All right, so the deadline has passed. You convened a meeting with the players. What was the general message that you gave to them?
Well, there was two kind of meetings. One was with the whole group, which I always do after the deadline because everybody's on pins and needles for a month and it's not fun. It sucks for me and them. And I love these kids. I don't want to move any of them, but we have to make hard business decisions and that's part of life. So it was a group about what our expectations are, a meeting about what our expectations are going forward. It was a toast to the ones that left. And a look around to see the guy next to you, that this is our group and we didn't gut the group. This isn't a group that, you know, we sold off everything and just for draft picks and hey, pick up the pieces and try and win a division, even though they're not capable of doing it. This is like every guy we move, we got good players back and we're not going to be the team that dominates by one line anymore. It's going to be four lines that go and three pairings that go. So that was the message you know, I try and deliver it every year. This year was a unique year because we're still in the division lead. So I wanted them to be clear on that and get their buy-in on that and what our expectations are.
Dal, as far as what you received back, you mentioned the players you got back. You also restocked the cupboards pretty effectively. I think you have to be happy.
Yeah, to me, there's no rebuild. Like that, we just told the group, we went all in and there's no rebuild. We're in first place right now. We expect them to do their absolute best to win this division and it's within their capability to do that. They're gonna have to play well. But we have the division lead right now and our dream here is to win this division and I think it'll feel extremely sweet. But now there's no rebuild needed. We have 8 07s, I believe, on the team right now. And that group all comes back. This whole group comes back except 3 players, 20-year-olds. And we lost 11 players last year. We get to return our entire team. So that's pretty exciting. And to the fans of Saskatoon, there's going to be no rebuild. I expect to be a solid, good team this year competing for the division. I expect to be a very good team next year. And then I expect when these 17-year-olds are all 19 that we're going to compete for a championship. Given the fact that we have an unbelievable crop of 16-year-olds, 2 of which who are playing right now, Williams and Olsen, but Lodge has played, we've got an unbelievable goalie in Bud, and we've signed a really good American. We've got a ton of 08s that we thought that was the group, and now 07 is also the group. So that was the second meeting, was with the 17-year-olds, and it was also a meeting about right now until we have injuries, somebody good is going to sit every night, and it sucks, and I don't want to do it, but it's not on the coaches, it's on me. That I put this group together and all of you are capable of playing every night for another team, but I believe they're part of a championship core and that core is going to have the odd night where a good player sits that probably wouldn't sit elsewhere, but I wanted them to know it was coming from me for the greater good than wasn't their coach's decision to scratch someone on a given night, and we're going to try and rotate those scratches around because we feel all of our 7D are capable of playing every night.
Last one, take a look around the league. There's been another deal just announced, a couple of them actually since 6 o'clock, minor ones, but it's like 38 or 39 trades since the moratorium was lifted. Are you surprised at the amount of movement?
Yes and no. It's a weird year because this college rule has changed everything. People don't really know what the outlook looks like. You can't plan 5 years ahead anymore and say, oh, I'm going to get a bunch of picks for the 2026 draft and then that'll be the year we win when those kids are 19. It's like, well, what if you get a call one day and 2 of your college list kids that have never given you a moment's notice both want to come in the middle of the summer and they're like, yeah, we're ready to come be Blades for a year before or 2 years before our college starts. It's like, oh, suddenly you have a first line that you didn't think you had or something. Or the opposite. You get a call and 2 of your guys that, you know, had no public desire to leave are suddenly committed to college and they're gone. And their agent phones you and says they're out. So it's very hard to plan for the future. So I get why teams were shuffling the deck a little bit right now. Well, this is the last year that we all have certainty on what our rosters will look like. So, you know, we did a minor deal at the end of the day to send Tedarenko off to Portland. For him, it was just a chance to play. I didn't want to carry 14 forwards when we have good call-ups ready to go, who are itching to play it as 08s, who are 16 already. And I don't like having a great kid like that sitting in the stands every night. And that's what it would have happened. So he gets a chance to go play for his dad's junior team, which is a dream for every kid, I think, to do that. So I'm really excited for him that we found that home for him. You know, to get it wasn't about any compensation back, a conditional later pick. It was just a chance for Lachlan to go play every night. So, yeah, that was our last move. And you know, our big heavy lifting was done earlier.